Hi, I'm Tetsuya Takahashi, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Hi, Mr. Takahashi. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
It's my honor to join your program. It's my pleasure.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
幼少の頃はですね、まあ、音楽も好きだったんですけども、歌うことがとても好きでしたね。
In my childhood, I really liked music, especially singing. When I was a child, there were many TV programs about superheroes, such as Ultraman and Kamen Rider, The Masked Rider. And I sang the theme song of those TV animations like crazy every day.Not only TV animations, but any theme songs of hero TV programs, as far as I remember. I think everybody knows Godzilla. There was a series of Godzilla movies then. Mr. Akira Ifukube was the songwriter and the composer of the BGM for Godzilla. And I really liked the theme song for Godzilla, so I sang it over and over again. I think that was my formative experience of music.
感じでしたね。だからそこら辺がどうも音楽の原体験のような気がしますね。
Please tell us about your musical studies and training.
実は、あまりアカデミックな音楽教育というのは受けたことがないんですね。その代わりですね、小さい頃。
To be honest, I almost never had academic music education in my life.In fact, when I was little, there was my babysitter's piano in my house, an upright piano. On it, I started playing my original songs, and I played them in my own unique way. Later, in elementary school, I became a member of the brass band club and played trombone. Maybe that was the only time that I learned something about music in an academic way, at an early age. Otherwise, I learned music on my own.
初めての頃だったような気がします。あとはずっともう独学で、やってきました。
Who are your musical influences?
影響を受けた音楽家、アーティストということですが、たくさんいますね。ピンク・フロイド。
There are many musicians and artists that influence me. For example, Pink Floyd, Earth, Wind and Fire.And some other Japanese artists, Tatsuro Yamashita and Ryuichi Sakamoto, Al Jarreau, movie soundtrack composers John Williams, Ennio Morricone, Hans Florian Zimmer, etc. They are some of the famous people that I like, but there are many others. However, one of the artists who influenced me in the most direct way, especially in my childhood, was the group Queen.Since the day I first encountered the music written by Queen, I was shocked by the beautiful harmony and the sound created by them. And thinking about that time, I think my songwriting is influenced a lot by that shocking sound experience. And the other person is, there was a progressive band named Yes, and the keyboardist of this band, Richard Christopher Wakeman, known as Rick Wakeman.The world he made by his creation and performance was, how can I say, after he became a solo artist, we used to call the musical atmosphere he created symphonic orchestra in old times. The sound he produced was a mixture of rock and orchestral. I was very into this mysterious and dynamic world of sound. Needless to say, I was influenced a lot by him too.
すごく影響を受けたと思います。
What music do you listen to?
何でも聞きますね。もうロックから J-POP からもちろん映画音楽。
I listen to almost anything. From rock to J-POP, of course movie soundtracks, songs from anime. And yes, I love anime. It's the old type cell animation that I like though. I also like choral songs, Christmas a cappella.And larger scale choirs too. Let me think what type of songs do I not listen to. Maybe Japanese enka is the only type of music that I don't listen to. Otherwise, I enjoy listening to any kind of music.
日本の演歌は聞かないですけれども、基本何でも聞きます。
how and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
まあ学生時代から、まあ、ロックバンドを中心にそうですね4つ5つ、まあ、いろんなバンドをやりながら作曲をしながら歌を歌いながら、まあ、活動していたんですけれども、まあ、その中でもなんか賞を取ったりですね、なんかデビューをしてみないかと言われたりするようになりつつ、まあ漠然と音楽活動を続けていたんですね。で、基本的には
When I was a high school student, I was involved in 4 or 5 projects with different groups. Those groups were mainly rock bands. I wrote songs and sang for the groups. Sometimes we got a prize and sometimes we got an offer to make a debut with some music company. But I was just vaguely doing music activities. And what was in my mind back then was some ambiguous wish to have an occupation somehow related to music someday. Become someone who writes songs or makes arrangements and does chorus parts sometimes. To become someone who works behind the scenes was the only image I had of my future. One day, a guy came up to me and asked if I was interested in making a debut as a singer. I hesitated at the first moment, but soon I thought, this would be a great chance to give myself a try. So I decided to accept this offer. In 1996, I made a debut as a singer with Toshiba EMI. Consequently, after 2 years' trial, I was fired. In other words, my singing couldn't make money at all. In such a way, my singer-songwriter period was ended. It was a sad result, but personally, this experience gave me a chance to ignite myself. My vision of my music career got clearer, and I could straighten myself up. Since my singing career finished, my goal had changed from singer-songwriter to a composer who writes songs for commercials or for other artists and makes arrangements of songs. So for me, the experience of making a debut and tryout became my turning point and gave me a serious attitude toward my music career as a composer. To tell the truth, I yearned for songwriting work seriously. But because I knew it wasn't an easy dream to achieve, my mind was not always headed straight toward a music career when I was young. But I really liked music and singing. And I couldn't keep myself away from it. I was always writing songs or thinking about new music and kept singing whenever I could find a place to sing. And I kept being true to myself in such ways led me to myself today. That's how I feel now.
ただまあ音楽も歌うこともずっと好きだったので好きなことはやめられなかったのでどこかで歌い続けていたしどこかで作り続けていたんですね曲を。それをずっと続けていたらなぜかここにいたっていうそんな実感です。はい。
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
基本的には夜中に作ります。やっぱり集中力が増すというか静かなので、なので夜中、朝までというのが多いんですね。
I usually create songs in the middle of the night. Somehow I can concentrate better during the night, maybe because it's quieter in the dark. So most of the time I write songs from midnight until morning. However, when there are many close due dates, I start my day early in the morning and isolate myself from 6 a.m. until noon. I wake up in the morning and sleep at night and try to fit into the usual time schedule many other people maintain for their working hours. Somehow this strategy increases my creativity when there are tight schedules. My scheduling style varies depending on how close the due dates are. These days, I have more offers to compose soundtracks for movies and animation, though I still do songwriting for musical artists. And in such projects, the offering companies give me the plot and movie as a starter. So I start from reading the plot and watching the movie. I'm sure there are many different ways to compose the background music of animations. Though what I care about most is the synchronization, how well the songs and sounds link to the screen image. However, writing theme songs for certain animation or movies involves a completely different process. For the theme song of a title, firstly, I try to come up with an outstanding and memorable melody line. Since I started my music career as a singer, I really care about the melody for the theme songs. And what's always in my mind is to come up with a good line that listeners can easily remember and even children can hum. To the contrary, when writing background music or soundtrack type of music, the goal is very different. The song must not stand out on the screen. The music must reach the people in front of the screen together with all the other elements. And I personally think composers should not appeal to their original characteristic sounds in such creation. If a sound stands out too much on the movie screen or TV, I think it'll give discomfort to the viewers. The song must reach the viewer's unconsciousness. And the point I always care about is the soft approach toward the viewer's unconsciousness. To support the visual images with the sound. This is what I usually bear in my mind while I compose songs for visual motion images.
意識、無意識というか、あの、意識かで、あの、訴えかけられないかなというような考えでやることが多いですね。
How did you become involved with composing music for anime?
2004年に公開されたあの、 CG アニメのアップルシードという作品があるんですけれども、 この作品との出会いが、アニメの作品の音楽をやるようになった、きっかけになりました。まあ、それからというものをですね、 CG のアニメ、あとは普通の…
There was a CG animation released in 2004, Appleseed. Composing music for that animation was my first project for animation. Since then, I got more chances to work for anime titles, both CG animation and cell animation. I often wondered why I got so many chances to work for such anime titles, but now I think it's probably because I simply liked anime titles since I was a child. I've been part of the generation that's been influenced by great directors like George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. This generation experienced a great impact by watching the world-famous movies, starting with Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So to speak, these kinds of sense-of-wonder type of titles are still my favorite. For me, as a professional composer, it's a great pleasure to work on anime titles that have interesting and similar themes beneath the stories. Well, the mainstream of the music industry is still the pops, the songs that have vocal parts. But I've really liked soundtrack type of music since I watched the Godzilla movies when I was a child. In my early years as a composer, I could hardly ever make money with my music, but I kept creating songs. If there were any chance to collaborate with a short film project, no matter if it was indie or major, I always reached out and asked if I could be the composer of the project. And I composed something similar to a Hollywood type of soundtrack. And after spending many years, in a way, I got my current position as a composer. I think I was very lucky. I'm really happy to be here as I am today.
本当に思っていませんでしたし、とてもラッキーなことですし、本当に嬉しく思っています。
Please, tell us about your experience with scoring the music for the X-Men anime. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved?
X-Menですけれども、大好きな作品なんですね。
About the X-Men, it's one of my most favorites. I really am a big fan. I watch every single movie of the series. One day I got a call. We have a project to make Marvel Comics X-Men into an animation movie. Would you be interested in taking part as a composer? There's a company named Sony Pictures Japan and a long-standing Japanese animation company named Madhouse, and it was a call from one of the members in the Sony division. I was very happy from the bottom of my heart, and of course I answered yes. I'd be very happy to. By the way, it was not only the X-Men, but four succeeding series, starting from Iron Man to X-Men, Blade, etc., and this project started with a meeting with all the staff, including the people from Marvel Comics. The director of the series was Mr. Kizaki, who directed the movie Afro Samurai, which was also released in the United States. The main voice actor was Samuel Jackson. It was a great honor to work with such great project members. So I was looking forward to the project meeting to create animated X-Men together.
その監督が今回のアニメ版 X-Men も監督されるということで、非常に楽しみに打ち合わせをしましたね。
In regards to your entire body of work, are there any particular pieces that stand out as favorites or have a particular significance for you?
特別な意義がある作品となると、やっぱり 2004年に
The piece with special memory is The Appleseed. I worked on this in 2004. Until this project, I worked mainly with songs for vocals, and I had done arrangements and chorus work, and also songs for the commercials. But after this project, my main work shifted towards soundtracks for animation and movies. I can say that Appleseed gave me the opportunity to open up my field of work toward different genres of music.
というきっかけになった作品がアップルシードだったんですね。
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about? For example, I know that you're working on the score for the anime movie Dragon Age: Dawn of the Seeker.
アメリカの方の方がご存知の方が多いと思いますけれども、ドラゴンエイジというゲームがありまして、
I think American people know this title better. There's a game named Dragon Age, which was made in America, and there is a project to make an animated version of this game together with a Japanese crew. The director of this project is Mr. Sori, who worked as a producer in the project for Appleseed, and he is also well known as a director of popular movies, such as Vec Thiel and Ping Pong. As the title shows, Dragon Age is a story of the historical age. This dark fantasy type of story is led by interesting characters, including a dragon, a wizard, and a female warrior, etc. There's another project which will start very soon. There was a movie named Starship Troopers, and I think there were three series under this title. And it's the newest CG animation plan to be created together with both American and Japanese people. The director of the project is Mr. Aramaki, and he was also a director of the animation Appleseed. Also, please look forward to the release of this exciting title, Starship Troopers Invasion.
こちらの作品の方も楽しみに待っていただけたらと思います。
Where can people find out more about your music?
Well, if it's a pop song that I wrote for the artists, of course you can find them in CD albums or singles. If it's a soundtrack for the movies, they can be found on the soundtrack albums in the stores. Recently, many of my songs are used in video works, so you can hear them on DVD or Blu-ray.
In conclusion, is there anything you'd like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
先ほどもお話ししましたけども、例えば、X-Men とかマーベルコミック、それとドラゴンエイジもアメリカの、ゲーム会社の作品ですし。
The titles and related names that I mentioned in this interview, like X-Men, Marvel Comics, and also Dragon Age, all these were made in America. Also, of course, the Starship Troopers too. It was made in Hollywood. Recently, more titles and projects are made and worked on together across the borders of nationality, like America and Japan in the above titles. And I think more projects will be created together with the cooperation of different countries these days. There are more K-pop and drama soap operas from Korea coming into the Japanese pop culture mainstream. There are some negative parts too, but I think this is a very natural flow of change, and cultures can be even more borderless in our near future, not only in America and Japan, but also Western countries and Eastern countries generally. Even if you say Asia, there are many countries in this one area. It's not only Japan. There are many new collaborative and cooperative creations in multiple fields. So I think someday there might be no border between one country and another. Maybe creative and inspiring people will come and go in the search of new creation, and many new mixtures of culture will give birth to something we can't even imagine today. When I imagine about this new creation, a mixture of culture, I become very excited to see our future in new creation. And it is a really great honor to keep composing songs in this time period. We're experiencing a wonderful and dynamic change.
音楽を作れていけたら幸せだなと思っています。